Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Firefighters contain late-night coal fire at North Antelope Rochelle Mine. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County firefighters and NARM employees successfully contained a coal fire in a large storage barn late Tuesday night, preventing it from spreading and limiting damage. The fire, which started around 11:20 p.m., was controlled by 4:15 a.m. by 11 firefighters, a fire chief, and mine employees, according to the fire department press log. The 1,700-square-foot barn, holding up to 60,000 tons of coal, sustained damage only to a small portion of its contents. Battalion Chief Kate Eyscheid noted the difficulty in controlling the fire due to the inability to separate burning coal from the rest. Firefighters used nozzles from various angles, including a catwalk and holes in the building, to extinguish the flames. The quick response of the Wright station crew and collaboration with mine employees helped minimize the damage. The cause of the fire is unclear, but may have been due to a hot piece of coal or spontaneous combustion. Wyoming experiences rise in drilling-related spills in 2023. Is it cause for concern? In the Mountain West, oil and gas companies report thousands of drill-related spills each year, including spills of crude oil and chemical water used in hydraulic fracking, which can harm land, water, and wildlife. Despite increased production, spill numbers in Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico have remained steady due to effective regulations. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reported, a new report reveals a significant rise in drilling-related spills in Wyoming in 2023, with incidents jumping from 521 in 2022 to 730 in 2023, a 50% increase in incidents and a 22% increase in volume, totaling 1,403,440 gallons. Nearly half of these spills occurred in Converse and Campbell counties. Texas-based Merit Energy Company was the top offender, spilling 242,871 gallons, followed by Contango Oil and Gas, which spilled 124,594 gallons, a 64% increase from the previous year. Conservationists argue that the actual number of spills is likely higher and criticized Wyoming's reporting standards compared to other states like Colorado and New Mexico. They urge Wyoming to require more detailed reporting, particularly on the proximity of spills to water sources. Industry representatives in Wyoming defend the state's stringent reporting requirements, citing a decrease in spill volume since 2017, despite steady production. They attribute some spills to regional and environmental factors, such as extreme cold weather. In contrast, New Mexico saw a 23% decrease in spills, despite a 15% increase in oil production through methane venting, and flaring rose by 27%. Colorado reported a 30% decrease in spill volume and an 8% reduction in incidents. The Center for Western Priorities highlighted the need for better practices among Wyoming's largest operators and questions whether the 2023 spike in spills is an anomaly or a new trend. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.